and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. A Pakistani man is under arrest in Canada, accused of planning to cross the border and launch an attack in New York.
The 20-year-old is charged with planning an attack at a Jewish center in New York that would coincide with the anniversary of the October 7 terror attack in Israel. But Mohammed Khan had been under FBI investigation for some time. According to the Justice Department, he declared his allegiance to ISIS last year on social media and was allegedly trying to buy automatic weapons from two members of the terror group who turned out to be undercover counterterrorism agents. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
A vigil was held for the four victims of a shooting at a high school in Winder, Georgia. The suspect, a 14-year-old student, Colt Gray, is in custody. His father is also facing charges. CBS's Dave Malkoff is there.
Here at the high school, rain or shine, people coming out to pay tribute to these four who lost their lives, Mason Sharmahorn, Christian Angelo, and their two teachers, Miss Army and Coach Aspinwall. And there is a growing set of balloons and teddy bears and even pictures of the four people who died here.
Gray's father faces involuntary manslaughter and murder charges. Two astronauts remain on the International Space Station, even though their ride is due to land in New Mexico within minutes. The Boeing Starliner space capsule is coming home empty because of safety concerns after the ship suffered technical problems. Correspondent Mark Strassman.
NASA astronaut Frank Rubio can relate to delayed homecomings. In 2022, his Soyuz capsule sprung a leak. A six-month mission turned into more than a year.
Have you talked to Sonny and Butch about it?
Yes, we have spoken. They're doing great. Certainly, there's a little part of you that's disappointed. You just have to kind of dedicate and rededicate yourself to the mission.
The astronauts are now due to return home in February, about 8 months later than expected. A judge has delayed sentencing for former President Donald Trump in his hush money case.
New York Justice Juan Merchan has ruled former President Donald Trump will be sentenced November 26th, 3 weeks after the election, for his conviction for falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels.
If, in fact, former President Trump wins the election, I think he would make an argument that it would violate the separation of powers to imprison the future chief executive, or depending on when the sentence would be, the current sitting president.
Michael George reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate to the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows upper 30s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently 49 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Burning fossil fuels and our globe. Howdy-ho, folks, and thanks for tuning in to my Hightower Radio Commentaries. And guess what? There's even more Hightower waiting for you online. Subscribers to my Substack newsletter, Jim Hightower's Lowdown, get commentaries, articles, interviews with progressive sparklies, live events, historical nuggets, and more. Go to jimhightower.substack.com to sign up, and you'll get more. That's jimhightower.substack.com.
Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy David Pepper, the lawyer, writer. His latest book is Saving Democracy, a User's Manual for Every American, political activist, former elected official, adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law, served as chair of the Ohio Democratic Party from 2015 to 2021. And he writes one of the best Substack newsletters out there. You need to subscribe to this. It's absolutely free. DavidPepper.substack.com. That's easy enough to remember. And David Pepper, welcome back to the program. So you've been writing about voter suppression for some time, but it looks like your Secretary of State there in Ohio is really dropping the hammer. Tell us about it.
He really is. So we've had this nonstop struggle over drop boxes, and many states have drop boxes in so many places. It's made it easier. It leads to higher voter turnout. But in Ohio, honestly, a lot of the leaders, Secretary of State, they don't want that higher turnout. They especially don't want it in cities and large urban areas. So they've created a rule a few years ago, only one drop box location in an entire county per county. So you have some counties with 30,000 voters and they have one drop box. You have other counties like Cleveland's County or Cincinnati or Columbus, where almost a million people are all supposed to converge on a single location. It's outrageous, it's ridiculous, and it leads to very long lines and traffic jams. Well, so it's already bad enough. There have been no problems with drop boxes in terms of sort of people abusing the system, which is what they like to leave the impression is happening. Well, the other day they announced that beyond the limitation of one per county, there used to be an ability that if I wanted to drop my mother's ballot off, or, you know, my wife's or my son's, for whatever reason, I could do it, that a direct family member could do that. Well, they just eliminated that rule now, too. So if you're driving mom's ballot, let's say she's in her 90s and she couldn't make it, if you bring her ballot, you can no longer use the drop box. You got to park your car, get in line with the early vote people, do some form. Again, the whole point of what they're trying to do is just to make early vote more difficult, to make lines longer. In this case, this very voter-friendly tool of drop boxes, they basically want to put it out of business. So it's just one other example of just how aggressive these folks are being when it comes to making it harder to vote in Ohio.
So why do you think the Republican Party is doing this, David?
You can call me Dr. Pepper. I'm not one, but it's kind of catchy.
Well, you're a lawyer, so you have a JD, don't you?
I do, yes. Juris Dr. Pepper. You know, what's funny is, they didn't care about drop boxes when drop boxes were in Salt Lake City, Utah. They'd been there for years. Sarah Palin didn't complain about drop boxes in Anchorage, Alaska. They'd been there for years in many places. But 2020, in Atlanta, in Detroit, in Philadelphia, disproportionately African-American voters in the pandemic used drop boxes. And what we see, and you know this as a historian that you are, going back centuries, whenever black voters are disproportionately using a certain type of way to vote, all of a sudden a type of voting they didn't care about, now they want to close it off. And so ever since 2020, they've been doing everything they can to ratchet down the use of drop boxes in Georgia and other places. I think they banned them outright in Texas, if I remember right, or Florida. So this was this very user-friendly tool. And why in 2020 did people use drop boxes? because of COVID. People didn't want to be in long lines to get COVID, so drop boxes were convenient. And we know because of long mail delays. Remember those? But because voters of color and Biden voters disproportionately use drop boxes, this thing that they didn't care about at all only a few years prior in largely white communities, now they're trying to crack down on in big cities, including in Ohio. And that, I hate to be so blunt about it, but that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's all about if you can't win an election because people like your policies, then cheat. I mean, that's the bottom line here. David, your newsletter is at the top of my reading list every day that it comes out. And I'm wondering, we've kind of, you know, gone through pretty much most of the stuff in this particular issue. I'm wondering what other newsletters you've published in the last week or so that you think are important enough that you'd like to bring them up now on the program.
Well, let me bring one up that I'm actually working on right now, and that is a story that you wouldn't expect. But in Utah, the Utah Supreme Court struck down a gerrymandered map. And what we are seeing, and every time if you look around the country, whether it's Ohio, North Carolina, Florida, Missouri, the closer you get to ending gerrymandering, the more extreme and lawless those who live in gerrymandering get, because they're so afraid of it being taken away. So something I'm writing right now that'll come out in the next couple of days is in Utah, the legislature is trying to defy a court order by trying to change the Constitution of Utah so that even though there is a referendum that the people passed in Utah said gerrymandering is basically illegal, the legislature is trying to change their constitution so that they get to legally, through their constitution, overturn citizen referenda after they happen. They also, just like in Ohio, and this is something I wrote about a few weeks ago, we have an effort in Ohio to end gerrymandering. The same person who's doing that to drop boxes has literally proposed ballot language that is completely misconstrues the issue, so that people in Ohio, if you vote yes on issue one, gerrymandering will end. They have written the ballot language so that it makes it look like voting yes keeps gerrymandering and voting no ends gerrymandering. So The point is, whether it's Utah or Ohio, and in Utah, they also have written ballot language is very misleading. So the closer we get to the heart of their power in states, which is gerrymandered state houses, the closer the people get to sniffing it out and ending it, they don't quit. They get more lawless. They abuse power worse. There's a court case right now in front of the Ohio Supreme Court trying to undo this sort of Orwellian ballot language. I hope it succeeds. But what you really see happening is in these states where the people are finally about to upend the gerrymandering, which is the source of all the extremism, they double down on lawlessness. They double down on abuse of power. And even in Utah, we see that happening right now.
David, we're talking with David Pepper, his newsletter, davidpepper.substack.com, and his latest book, Saving Democracy, A User's Manual for Every American. David, I'm curious your thoughts on how the election might play out in Ohio this year. Sherrod Brown is a friend of this show. He's on frequently. He's a good guy. I believe he's up for re-election. What's going on there?
So Kamala Harris entering the race has really helped Sherrod. I think Sherrod's always been ahead of his opponent. His opponent is one of these favors that Donald Trump does every once in a while, where he hand selects a very poor Senate candidate, and they end up winning because of it. Sherrod's opponent was the worst of the people in the primary in terms of getting elected in general election. So he's always been ahead. My guess is he's generally been ahead by 4 or 5 points. The biggest risk to Sherrod was if the top of the ticket there was a collapse in energy, which might have brought Sherrod down. I think Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are lifting energy in a way that they probably won't win Ohio, but if they keep it to 5 or 6 point loss under what Joe Biden lost by in 2020, which was 8 points, I think that gives Sherrod sort of the path to victory. If somehow the top of the ticket were to fall like double digits behind, then it gets a lot tighter. But no one takes it for granted. They're spending tens of millions smearing Sherrod. But his opponent has some real problems. He sold cars for a living, and he was selling cars made in China. Then he lied about it. And, you know, a scandal is in Ohio is if you were selling cars made in China. Mm-hmm. Ohio is a big auto state, big auto parts state. And so, again, that's not who you want running for Senate if you're thinking about it. So Sherrod's got a very strong campaign. I think he's holding in there despite a lot of negative attacks. And as long as there's an energized Democratic base, which I think Kamala Harris is accomplishing, I think Sharon has a path to victory. The other big race in Ohio, though, as I mentioned, is we want to end gerrymandering. Issue one, if you're in Ohio, vote yes on it, because that's how we really liberate Ohio from all the extremism we've been saddled with.
There you go. David Pepper. David, thanks so much.
Take care. Thanks
again. Great talking with you. DavidPepper.substack.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with the news of the day and your calls on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay with us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, just absolutely love it. I've never seen them go just nuts for a food like I do with this food. You got to try it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text THOM to 511-511, THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Turn off that channel. It's filling you with lies, spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen.
There you go. Welcome back. So the Fed meets again on September 18th, but we had some economic numbers that came out today. The employers added 142,000 jobs in August. That's considerably less, well, somewhat less than what economists were predicting, which suggests that the economy is continuing to slow down. July and June's numbers were also downward revised, which more evidence. But the unemployment rate dropped from 4.3% down to 4.2%, which is good. And average hourly earnings went up 0.4% for 3.8% overall for the year. So right now, pay raises are beating inflation, which is a good thing. And the average work week also increased slightly, indicating that workers are getting more hours, which is good news. So that's the economic news. And we'll see what happens on the 18th when the Fed meets. What is it, in 2 weeks? And I'm betting on a quarter point drop. A lot of folks are betting on and hoping for a half a point. I would love to see a half a point. I think that, I think 3/4 of a point is justified, but we'll see where this goes. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance came out and spoke about the school shootings, or this most recent school shooting in Georgia. I mean, it's kind of hard to avoid if you're a politician on the stump. And so he came out and he said, and I quote, "We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. We've got to deal with it." Okay, right, deal with it. So that's it. And then he goes, you know, he says that's increasingly the reality we live in. He calls it a fact of life. So Fred Gutenberg, the father of one of the victims of the 2018 Parkland school shooting, goes to Twitter and says, "School shootings are a fact of life. My daughter Jamie's murder was a fact of life. F you, J.D. Vance, you miserable prick. I can't wait for you to make your exit from having any say in our public safety. A fact of life. I can't wait to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz." Yeah. Amen. It's only a fact of life. You know, school shootings are only a fact of life in the United States. They don't happen anywhere else in the world. They had a problem with some mass shootings in Australia. Between 1992 and 1996, there were about a dozen of them. So in 1996, they passed a law outlawing semi-automatic weapons, unless you have a permit. And they did a massive gun buyback program, and hundreds of thousands of guns got bought back. And there's been, I believe, one mass shooting in all the years since then. It's been more than 25 years since then. So it is a problem that can be solved. All you do is get rid of a lot of the guns. And nobody in this country should have to have, or has, frankly, in my opinion, any reason for, outside of law enforcement, any reason for any kind of semi-automatic long gun, weapon of war style long gun like an AR-15. And frankly, I think all semi-automatic weapons should be heavily regulated. you know, but that's just me. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, what's on your mind?
Oh, good afternoon, Tom. I wanted to call and remind people that we need to do everything we can to get the vote out. A lot of people don't know that here in Alabama we were redistricted because we only had one district that could ever get a Democratic House of Representatives. The district that runs along the Florida border has a Democratic candidate. I don't know if he's getting any help or not. But this is the district where all the hotels are. And a lot of the people who work in those hotels are Hispanics. And it also is a district that gets hurricanes. If Trump were to be elected, we lose FEMA. Because people don't understand that when he talks about getting rid of the administrative state, he's going to get rid of every cabinet position and department that we have, every federal department we have. And so somebody needs to wake up District 1 and explain to these people that Trump would be the worst thing that could happen to them. Yeah. There also are a lot of elderly people there. I'm working here in District 2. We're going out tomorrow and door knocking again. And I've been trying to get District 6 to wake up. That is Gary Palmer's district. If we were to take all four of these districts, 6, 2, and 1, and add it to Terry Sewell's District 7, we would become a Democratic majority state.
Whoa.
We would turn the state purple.
In Alabama. Wow.
Yes. So wake up.
And you think this is possible, Norma?
I do.
Yeah.
All we have to do is get out and explain to people, you can lose your Social Security under Trump.
Yep.
You will lose the Department of Education. Do you know how many tornadoes come through here?
A lot.
We have had towns flattened. Selma still hasn't been rebuilt. If we lose FEMA and there's nobody to even come in here with a package of water for people after a tornado or after a hurricane, you know.
That's terrible. So, and every single one of Trump's four budgets that he proposed while he was president, every single one proposed cuts in Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah, they want to give it to a group of investment bankers in New York.
Yep.
Are they going to pay them?
Yep.
And by the way, do we need to issue armor and helmets to the children in the schools?
Well, they're selling bulletproof backpacks, you know, only in the United States. I can just imagine, you know, Walmart when they were calling up their supplier in China saying, we need bulletproof backpacks. The people in China are going, what for? Anyhow, Norma, thank you for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. You're doing God's work. Thank you so much. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's Anything Goes Weekend. Back with your calls right after this. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected. You know, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs? The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I had a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. A Pakistani man is under arrest in Canada, accused of planning to attack a Jewish center in Brooklyn, New York, on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
He was apprehended on September 4th as he attempted to cross the border. His planned attack was for October 7th, which would mark 1 year since Hamas attacked Israel.
The father of the accused Georgia school shooter was in court, also facing charges. Judge Curry Mingledorf.
You're charged with four counts of felony murder, as outlined in the state warrants that have been issued against you.
Boeing's Starliner space capsule is set to return to Earth and land in New Mexico just after the hour, with no astronauts on board because of safety concerns. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
The question is, when will it fly again? And I'd be surprised if it flew before the end of next year. If
CBS News Brief.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is reviving talk of returning school resource officers to places like Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the Georgia school shooting that happened Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy killed four people. Within minutes, school resource officers found him and he surrendered. The Madison School Board unanimously voted to remove police from MMSD schools in 2020 after a report showed more black students had interaction with the officers than any other group. During the 2022-23 school year, Madison police responded to more than 800 calls at MMSD schools. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new documentary about one of Wisconsin's most beloved sports teams is making its debut. It's called Just a Bit Outside, and it's about the Milwaukee Brewers who won the American League pennant in 1982. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have got some credit card news. My favorite agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they recently looked at credit card offers from lenders that...
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Michael Douglas would like his real name back, which is Michael Douglas. 50 years ago, when a young Michael John Douglas, now known as Michael Keaton, burst onto the Hollywood scene, his name was already taken with the Screen Actors Guild by Nepo baby Michael Douglas of Wall Street fame. Now, according to People magazine, Keaton wants it back, or at least a derivation thereof. The Beetlejuice star from now on plans to go by Michael Keaton Douglas. The grieving process appears to be over for the band Linkin Park, 7 years after the death of lead singer Chester Bennington. The band has a new lead singer, new material, and a tour in the works. Replacing Bennington on vocals will be Emily Armstrong, formerly of the band Dead Sara. Chester Bennington took his own life in 2017. Linkin Park's new album is expected to drop November 15th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight, lows upper 30s. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Right now it's 48.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 6 till 8.
I've never seen them go so crazy over a food as they do this stuff. You have to see it to believe it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free premium dog treat. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs, adults can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The sun is shining high. Pick up the phone and give it a try. Got a talk to tell or a question to pose. Today's the day, because anything goes. Call the radio.
It's Anything Goes Weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program. Picking up your calls here, David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Greetings, program. Yes, remember when John Stossel complained, I don't want the new normal? Well, maybe that needs to be us now. Because back in 88, I lost a classmate to gun violence, you know, one of the best and brightest. Mm-hmm. And we were warned about cults like Trump, or you could argue Reagan back in the day. But much of the joy you're hearing about, I think it's us Gen Xers finally getting to watch the last of the boomers retire, whether in fiction like Succession, reality shows like Hardcore Pawn and South Beach Towing. Because the boomers were, you know, had all these advantages and had the youth culture, but never had an exit strategy while pulling up the ladder after themselves, leaving us Gen Xers to try to struggle with the world, you know, a post-Cold War we were never trained for. It's like we needed a...
thank Ronald Reagan for most of that, camp. David, not boomers generally. Reagan was actually a greatest generation guy, but he was the one who pulled up the ladder with his tax cuts and his union.
But he set up, but he normalized the mythology. I mean, and now we have this new movie about the Reagans,
which is a total whitewash.
And how many people who are watching it remember how things actually were?
Right.
Or is it a myth for a new generation the way the previous...
It absolutely
Reagan
is. This is just an extension of the Reagan Legacy Project. When Reagan died or when Reagan left office, a couple of billionaires threw in a whole pile of money and they created this thing called the Reagan Legacy Project. And they have either named buildings after, airports after, or put up statues to Ronald Reagan in every county in America and every country in the world. And in my opinion, this terrible new movie that's just getting pathetic reviews, it's just... you know, a complete whitewash of Reagan's career and his life,
That's up there with the George W. Bush intelligence building.
Yeah. Exactly. It's apparently, I've read two reviews of it now, and apparently this is the new mythology for the new generation. You're absolutely right. The good news is nobody appears to be going to it.
Which is a shame, because Dennis Quaid has made good movies, like the Truth movie and even Day After Tomorrow, covering... you know, all the problems we saw or failed to deal with under W. Yeah.
Is the same guy who made the Reagan movie the guy who made Day After Tomorrow?
Doesn't he play the climatologist, Dennis Quaid?
Oh, he's in it. I see. Yeah, okay. Because Reagan set up the Day After Tomorrow, essentially. The Day After Tomorrow is a movie about the apocalypse based on climate change, and Reagan is the one who began climate change denialism in the 1980s,
he perfected it even as he anticipated cyber warfare when he saw the movie War Games, according to the book Dark Territory. Very good.
There you go.
Happy weekend.
Thank you, David. Good talking to you. Harold in Arlington, Virginia. Hey, Harold, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to revisit this issue of why Trump remains the preference for so many people, nearly half the population. And when we clearly got a madman running against a sane, rational person, You had mentioned two things. One was the racism that's sort of latent in the population, and the other one was media, right-wing media penetrating
everything. I would add misogyny to that probably at this point. By the way, just FYI, if I can just interrupt you for a second, Harold, we just learned that Judge Mershon has moved Donald Trump's sentencing back to November 26th. So he's not going to get sentenced until, what is that, the week after Thanksgiving? If I have to look on a calendar, but it's in that neighborhood. And
I remember that was up in the air.
Yeah, so it'll be 3 weeks after the election, basically. So, or 2.5 weeks.
Anyway, I had a conversation with a close friend of mine who lives in California, and we were musing over this phenomenon. And he said he thinks, you know, in addition to other things, I mean, he acknowledges that Biden has done a good job in trying to reverse some of the things. And, you know,
we've got inflation under control better than any other developed country in the world, right?
Yeah. Well, that's true. But anyway, he feels like it hasn't penetrated to people's consciousness. Yeah. And one of the big things he says is that he's listened to interviews with, you know, Trump supporters that are still supporting him. And he says a lot of them don't like him at all. But he thinks that they support him because it's a change. It's some kind of shakeup to the system of, you know, over 40 years of Reaganomics that's just now being reversed. And there's sort of like this resentment against the Democratic Party for not doing anything. They have a little bit better rhetoric, progressive rhetoric, but he says that a lot of people don't believe they're actually doing anything different. So
I think there's a lot of truth to that. You know, I talked about this at length in 2016 when I was living in Washington, D.C. Louise and I lived at the Capitol Yacht Club, which is, you know, a marina down on the waterfront there. And probably 20-25% maybe of the guys who were living in boats like we were either active duty or retired Coast Guard or Navy. And, you know, they were just guys who loved living in the water. And I got to know a few of them. And, you know, most of them were Republicans. And at least seven of those people that I remember, you know, out of maybe 10 or 12 that I knew, voted for Bernie in the primary. And they were gung-ho for Bernie Sanders. And then they voted for Donald Trump in the general election in 2016. For the exact reason that you're talking about, that they were sick and tired of neoliberalism, and both Bernie and Trump were running against neoliberalism, against so-called free trade, against sending our factories overseas, they thought that, you know, this would bring about the change. I think the number of people who think that Trump is an agent of change has diminished radically because they saw 4 years of his presidency when there was basically no change. You know, except for, you know, massive tax cuts for billionaires and a lot of stunts. But which means, in my opinion, that the major factor of people who are supporting Trump is basically three things. Number one, racism. Number two, misogyny. And number three, just your generic Republicans who will vote for any Republican who is at the top of the ticket because they believe in this collection of principles that the Koch brothers and other right wingers have been selling for decades. You know, all the way back to William F. Buckley, that the government should not be involved in things like Social Security and Medicare, should not be involved in health care, should not be regulating industry, that the free market will solve everything. You know, they're basically, you know, hyper neoliberals or in the European definition, old fashioned liberals. We would call them radical conservatives, I guess. And they're just always going to vote Republican. I mean, there's that. I think probably 70 or 80% of the Republican vote is just baked in every year, no matter what. You could have God at the top of the ticket, or a decent guy like John McCain, or you could have, you know, an open criminal and rapist like Donald Trump. They're still going to vote because they're going to vote Republican.
Yeah, well, I hope that kind of thinking fades and we find out that people are letting go of that.
Well, that group is the group that's least likely to vote in this election. I mean, I've talked to a couple of people, some friends of ours, some neighbors of ours, who are Republicans, you know, proud Republicans, who will not vote for Donald Trump. And I suspect that the numbers of people like that are greater than anybody realizes, and that's going to help a lot this year. But we'll see.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, me too. Harold, thanks for the call and a good conversation. I appreciate it. We'll be back. It's 44 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So Judge Mayor Sean has said November 26th, that's 2 days before Thanksgiving, so Donald Trump can have his Thanksgiving dinner in his jail cell. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today's U.S. Bowling League Day. I am not in a bowling league. I think that would actually be kind of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I do like to bowl. But
you got the bowling shirt going on tonight there, Pete.
I do have the bowling shirt. In case the game breaks out, I'm ready. Because I was raised, I'm a street bowler, Chris. I'm ready in case a game breaks out. It could happen.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has something to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. And to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-U-M. That's justthrivehealth.com, justthrivehealth.com. And use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Kino in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Kino, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. I'm going to talk about climate refugees, but first I want to say it's wonderful to be... I was out of commission a month. I had back surgery, and the anesthesia put my bladder and my intestines to sleep.
Oh, no.
Nearly killed me.
Oh, no.
I was in intensive care, and it took 8 days in the hospital to stabilize me, and I had to go into a rehab center. But I'm back home now, and analyzing my life, you know, that I got the old Grim Reaper was close to getting me. Yeah. But one of the great pleasures in life is being able to call into your program, I want to say.
Well,
thank you for having this program to allow us citizens have a say-so. All right, going back to climate change. You know, a month ago, Debbie came through up the Gulf of Mexico and put tremendous rain on the west coast of Florida. In Sarasota County, there was a neighborhood where the water, hundreds of homes, and the water came up chest high into the homes. 50 years ago, I worked for the Department of Transportation as an environmental advisor, and I told them not to build those roads in that it was in a 50-year floodplain, and it mm-hmm. was cattle ranches. And I said it should stay cattle ranches, but the developers were pushing the Department of Transportation, and my boss did not let me put in the report that I wanted to say that that road should not be built because one day it would be prone to floods. So I personally am interested in this. And there's a new book out, 2023, called The Great Displacement, Climate Change and the Coming American Migrations by Jake Biddle, B-I-T-T-L-E. And for people that are interested in this, now there's another book I'll talk about another time that's excellent about the coming migrations and the coming refugees from these areas that are going to be flooded and so on. And it's already started, this book, The Great Displacement. In North Carolina, there was an area that was in a floodplain. The government had to come in to buy out the houses. And, of course, down in Louisiana, the sea is encroaching on some of the places there, and a lot of the little towns have had to be abandoned. The Great Displacement by Jake Biddle for people that might be interested in this. And thank you for having your program. It's a great honor to be able to call into your program.
Well, Kino, thank you so much for the call and appreciate it here. Kino, if you don't mind a personal question, when you first called into the program, you were a Republican and now you're not. I'm wondering what caused you to become a Republican in the first place. I was writing today about my dad's, you know, Eisenhower Republican Party, which seemed like a reasonable thing, you know. I'm wondering where you started in that journey.
Okay, I had a seventh grade geography teacher that I adored. He was a wonderful teacher. And after I was out of seventh grade, I mowed his yard for him and stayed with him. And he said at that time there were not many Republicans. The Republicans were outnumbered in Florida. And he said, the importance of a two-party system. So he says, why don't you sign up with the Republicans to balance it out? Well, I did, and I really came from a Democratic family, and so I consider my mission, you know, Buckley, the John Birch Society, Buckley went against them.
Enough,
and I just figured it was my job to try to pull the Republican, by being a member because of this teacher that influenced me to try to do what I can to pull them more to the center and keep them from going so far right wing. That was my mission. And I worked trying to bipartisan. There, you've got a representative there in Oregon that I worked with. I'm skipping his name now, but he's wonderful.
Is that Bob Packwood? He was a Republican, I think.
This is Derek is his first name. But he I worked with him and other. He was a Democrat, but I worked with other people in Congress, and I would write letters to the Republicans and trying to pull them over toward more the center. And so, but you know, after that January 6th episode, I just could not stay in the Republican Party anymore. But I was always. Since I was from a Democratic family, and my father, bless his heart, he says, you know, the Democrats are for the poor people, and those old Republicans are for the rich people. And he said, why'd you join that Republican Party? I said, well, my teacher influenced me, too. And so, anyway, I made an effort to pull them to the center, and I worked for a lot of bipartisan efforts, but it has come to naught. They have become a party of criminals. They don't care about law. They're trying to scam the whole country and manipulate things in a terrible way. So there's a little bit of the history, Tom. And like I say, I'm proud that I was environmental advisor in the Department of Transportation. I did some good, underpasses, you know, for livestock so there wouldn't be so much roadkill. And they were going to, a big ranch, they were going to put a road right down the middle. I went out and did the field work, and I came back and told the engineers. So they moved the road over and sliced off the edge because the rancher was going to have to go 10 miles down the road to an underpass under the road and come back 5 miles, so 10 miles to get to the other side of his ranch. But so I was able to persuade the engineers to push the road over and shave off the edge and not divide up his ranch. So I did some good. But after that episode where they would not let me make a recommendation to not build that very place that flooded, it's ironic because I told them it's in a 50-year floodplain. It's been 50 years now. I'm 76 now, and I was in my early 20s when I worked there. But I had to move on. I felt like it was just a token. So I had to move on and studied massage therapy so I could become a self-employed person, and I have been very active in the Sierra Club and the Audubon Society and all these environmental organizations. I've stayed active in that and here in my county. So,
yeah, God bless you, Keno. Thank you for the background. I'm generally reluctant to ask people personal questions like that, but I figured, well, you know, we know each other well enough.
Yes, we do. In fact, it's a great honor to be able to call in, Tom, that you have this service to allow citizens to express themselves. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Keno. Always great talking with you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with more of Anything Goes Weekend.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You exercise and watch what you eat, but then you get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing plus 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.